president took office about a year ago, and he instituted a number of reforms, very far-reaching reforms. I recall that at the onset of the administration, he took away fuel subsidy, which was eating very deep into our revenues. So he decided that the fuel subsidy had to go so that more revenues can be available for Nigerians to feel the impact of governance. So some of the funds taken away from those subsidies were put into education or put into healthcare. You've seen what we are doing in agriculture. So I think there are very far-reaching reforms. Second, there was also this unification of our currency. I recall that before last year, there were multiple exchange rates in this country. The central bank was having a lot of problem, finalizing which are the rates to use. So the president said that is not acceptable. Of course, the central bank is completely independent, but they had the political backing to do whatever they wanted to do to make our economy very straight. So they also did that reform. Today, I can tell you that we have one exchange rate. Of course, that is leading to some kind of fluctuation of the value of the naira itself. But we think that that is normal. It is to be expected. We believe that sooner than later, naira will have its value, and then investors' confidence can be boosted, and then people can do more planning for their businesses.
Some of the reforms carried out is having some impact, not so good, some of your critics say. They said the removal of subsidies is creating a lot of hardship among public sector workers. They are even threatening to embark on strike and all that. Was this reforms, or were these reforms really necessary at this time? Because some people had suggested that perhaps a piecemeal approach to carry Nigerians along, and that this was too drastic of a change, which is having a devastating impact on the ordinary Nigerian, making Nigerians poorer. How do you respond to that, Mr. Information Minister?
These reforms are absolutely necessary. I want you to go back to June or to maybe May 29 when the president took office. Recall that the subsidy provision in the budget of 2023, there was no provision after June of last year. And that's one. Two, all the major political opponents of the president, rivals, all of them had promised that they were also going to do the same thing. So I think that there is a consensus among the political class that for us to develop, subsidy had to go. And the president was courageous enough to have done that. Did this have any some shocks and some impact? Yes, absolutely. I don't think that the government didn't expect that it will have some impact. The government did anticipate that. And when the impact began to be felt, government also rolled out a number of measures to cushion that.
What about the issue of insecurity? Because there have been a lot of reports in the local media about kidnappings, gross insecurity increases, especially in the capital, Abuja, and parts of the north.
Well, again, we have to go back again before the administration came into being. It is almost impossible, for example, to move from the nation's capital, Abuja, to other parts of the north, like Kaduna and Kano and Katsina and Sokoto. It was becoming extremely difficult because kidnappers were stopping their motorists on the highway, kidnapping them, snatching them in some instances, killing them and maiming them, collecting ransoms from them when they are kidnapped and the families want to get them released. So yes, absolutely true, there was kidnapping. But of course, that has drastically gone down. You can move freely now from Abuja to Kaduna, to Kano, to other parts, especially of the northern part of the country. And when you said that there was insecurity in Abuja, Abuja is largely safe now. A couple of months ago, we had some disturbing incidents around the nation's capital, but the government was very proactive. It went straight into the matter. And I can tell you that that has significantly calmed down now. Now, government is not in any way saying that we are where we want to be in terms of our security, but I think there has been a gradual return to normalcy. And also know that before this time, ransom that used to facilitate these kidnappers continuing their businesses have been stopped by government. It is the position of government now that nobody is going to be paid no kidnapper will be paid to have anyone released. So the security agencies have honed up their own strategies. They've employed new tactics of ensuring that kidnappers are brought back in safety to their homes without paying paying ransom. Recall that the school children in Kaduna, for example, that happened a couple of months, 2 or 3 months back, you see how the government decisively dealt with the matter, and all of them were returned home to their parents in safety.